Okay, let's start our discussion of Beitza Daf Tezvav. This is the last daf of the first parak here in Maseches Beitza, the last Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis. We will start the discussion of Erev Tavshilin, Be'ez Hashem, the second parak. But first, let's talk about a sugya that comes up here on Tezvav Amud Aleph in the last couple of lines of the parak. We will talk about the topic of Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah tells us here on Yudalim Amud Beis, on yesterday's daf, that a person is allowed to send certain types of presents to their friend on Yantif. Meshachin Kalim, Bein Tfurin, Bein She'enin Tfurim. V'yavishim Kelayim, even if they're Kelayim, because you might be able to sit on them. Our Girsa is V'hein Litzarech Hamoed. V'hein Litzarech Hamoed. That's the Girsa of our Mishnah. As long as it's needed for Yantif, one is allowed to send presents. You're not supposed to send presents that are not needed for Yantif, but anything that is needed for Yantif, you're allowed to send to your friend on Yantif. So related to that, the Gemara here on Tezvav and Aleph tells the following: Rav Sheshes Sharu Luhul Rabbanan Lishdure Tefillin Biyamatava. Rav Sheshes sent the rabbis Tefillin on Yantif. Send them a present of Tefillin on Yantif. Amalei Abaya Vanatznan Kol Shini Osim Obi Yantif Meshachanasov. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah that anything that you could get pleasure from on Yantif, then you could send? What could you do with tefillin on Yantif? What's there to do with tefillin on Yantif? Hachi Kamar, says the Gemara, Koshini Osinbo Bachol, Mishalchan Oso B'Yantif. What the Mishnah really means is, if you could get any Hana'a from something on the weekday, on the Chol, then you could send it on Yantif. Then you could send it, as long as it's Hana'able, right? As long as it's something that you could get Hana'a from, it sounds like our Mishnah is saying, then you could send it on Yantif. Right, Rashi says, Mishalchan oso b'yantif, kol shiryosmo b'chol, shu mesukan kol tzarcho. It means it's ready-made. It's not like the pair of shoes in the Mishnah that weren't ready, that needs to be finished and completed by the artisan. Anything that's fully made, Rashi, mesukan kol tzarcho, you can send on yantif. Tzahai b'yantif, diktani mastisan, that line in Yantif, lav ane osin de la kameko. He's not referring to getting the hana. You can only say something on Yantif that you can get hana on Yantif. No. You can only get something on Yantif that you can get hana from. Period. Ela amishalchin de basri el asuyi tefillin asu. It's including tefillin. You can send tefillin on Yantif. De inami. Let's read this next line of Rashi. De inami manach luhubi Yantif. Because even if you would put tefillin on Yantif, leka isura. There's no Isser, Rashi says. Miyu, the sandal Hamasumari, not let us send because of the Maisa Shahaya, not our topic. But along the way, Rashi quotes also earlier the Gemara in Erevin and Dafsadivav. The Gemara in Erevin Dafsadivav tells us that there is no mitzvah of tefillin on Yantif. Why? Tefillin is a mitzvah of Seishes Man Grama for one of two reasons, Machlokas. But according to this day that Rashi quotes, because Shabbos and Yantif are excluded from tefillin. The tefillin ain neyozu em yantiv kedamar be'irvin yatsu shabbos of yamantovim shein atzman os. Shabbos and yantiv are themselves an os. Osi beni v'nechem, as the Torah says. Shabbos is, yantiv is expanded on that. Tefillin is an os, and it's not appropriate. It's a bizayon to the os of Shabbos and yantiv to wear tefillin on Shabbos and yantiv. Right? The way Rabbeinu Bachai says it is that apishne edim yakum davar. You always have two witnesses. So bris milah is an os, and tefillin is an os. But if we would wear tefillin on Shabbos, that would be mezalzel in the os of Shabbos. Therefore, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because of the os. So Rashi doesn't quotes here leka isura. That's against the Zohar. The Zohar, the Shulchan Aruch quotes beyond. The Gemara doesn't say beferish that it is usser or not usser. I mean, our Gemara sounds like, right, you can get benefit on weekday, and therefore you could send it on Yantif. Rashi here says Beferish, there's no Isser, but the language of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Laman Aleph and Hilchos Tefillin, Shulchan Aruch says B'Shabbos V'Yantif Asur Laniach Tefillin. It's Asur. Mipnei Shehem Atzvam Os V'Menichem Bam Os Acher. They're an Os. If you put on a different Os, Yahei Zilzul Os Shalahem. It will be a Zilzul. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's Asur to a Tzadok HaLemoy, not just Potter. So that is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura even quotes the Chuvas HaRashva. Not only is it Asur on Yantif, it's Asur on Yantif Sheni. Even on Yantif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, where it is Chol HaMoed, or in Chutz La'aretz, even if it's second day, we knock it out. Says the Rashva, the Mishnah Brura quotes it, that's a Chiddush, you might think, because Yantav Sheni is Sveika de Yoma, Minagavasina Biadena, as we saw earlier, that's enough to knock out the mitzvah daraisa of tefillin. To say that you don't do shofar or lulav, okay, we know there's a Gemara, Gzeira de Rabba, but to knock out tefillin, the Rashba says, yeah. Osir betfillin. That's the language. The kaimalan. Tfillin mizaz hizban grama. Vim niskavim banachasal moshe mitzvah. Bishabbos o yantif. Over mishum bal tosif. Somebody wears tfillin on yantif or Shabbos, moshe mitzvah, it's in isra bal tosif. Vikivan de biyamim tovim. De oraisa. Ika mishum bal tosif. Biyamim tovim de rabbanan osir. Since on Yantif, real Yantif, Daraisa would be an Isra Baltosif adding on to the mitzvahs. So on Yantif, Darabanan is also Aser. Two reasons. Number one, says the Rashba, to call the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Number one, because Darabanans are always parallel Daraisas. And therefore, Kein Daraisa. And then number two, De'ilo Asi Lizilzulebe. Number two, because if you were tefillin on Yantif, you're not going to take so Yantif Shady so seriously. Yeah, it's Yantif. I wore tefillin this morning. So you might not take it seriously. Asul zazule v'shev al tasehu, and it's only shev al tasehu. Is that kumba? Say upuk chazi my amadabar. Go see what people do. I mean, people don't wear tefillin on yantif sheni, and therefore says the Rashba that it is not only is there an isser to wear tefillin on Shabbos and yantif. We don't wear tefillin, and it's usher to wear tefillin on yantif sheni as well. They say the Ragat Shavar used to wear tefillin on yantif sheni. Okay, but the Ragat Shavar did what the Ragat Shavar did. But this is the Gemara, Shabbos and Yantif. Chol HaMoed does not seem to be as clear in the Gemara. There doesn't seem to be a Beferish Gemara about Chol HaMoed and Shas. By the end of the Shir of Hashem, we'll see, there might be four. But it doesn't seem to be any Gemara in Shas about Chol HaMoed. If you look in Tosfos there in Erevin, Tosfos in Erevin Daf Sadi Vav, which Rashi here quotes, Tosfos says, Nira, after the Gemara quotes, Yamim Prat LaShabbos V'Yantif, Nira, De adrasha de la osa yadcha de besamacha samach. Ulechora, lechora says Tosfos ain lani atfilin bechalamoid. Lechora, you should not wear tefillin on chalamoid either. Why? She ain sarach os, because chalamoid is also an os to aser b'malacha b'davar sheino aved. Because there's also an iser malacha chalamoid. There are heterim davar ha'aved. Paul she ain lamayochal. There are five heterim. But inherently, there's an Isra of Chol HaMoed with Heterim. So, says Tosfos, Misvara, Chol HaMoed should be included in being an Os. Va'od, and then Tosfos adds, Techayiv Besuka Bechag U'Bepesach Asher Ba'achilas Chametz. And also, the mitzvah supply to Chol HaMoed. You can't eat Chametz, you have to sit in a Sukkah. So, Chol HaMoed also has the mitzvah, so it should be an Os. V'chein Pasku Ba'alachas Gedolos. And that's what the Bahag says. The Bahag says, also, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Aval, but Yerushalmi mashma that tzorach laniach, but he quotes the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, that tells a story that sounds like that you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And then he quotes, v'chein ama dabar. So too, the minug is, the Rashba quoted the minug is, look outside, people don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tosa sees the quote, look outside, the minug is, to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And then, interesting, what there were different minhagim, obviously. And then Tosfos says in the last line, without explaining, "Own mevi and raya misof perakama de beitza gabi mishalchan tefillin." Quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara is also a raya. Also a raya that you eat tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Where in the world is it a raya in our Gemara? Tosfos doesn't explain. Our Gemara just says, you could send somebody tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How could you do that, ask the Gemara? You don't need it on Yantif. So our Gemara says, no. Our Gemara says, if you could use it, if it's usable during a weekday, that on Chol, then he can send it on Yantif. That says nothing about Chol HaMoed. Nothing about Chol HaMoed. Says the Hagos HaShri right here, well, there's another way of understanding our Gemara. There's another way. What does our Gemara seem to say? If you could use it on a weekday, you can send it on Yantif. Ask the Hagos HaShri, why is that? Why would I think that just because you could use it on a weekday, you can send it on Yantif? You can't use it on Yantif, so you shouldn't be able to send it on Yantif. Ask the Hagos HaShri right here, the last one in the first parak. V'kasha, Paul at Tzarech Moed. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said the Tzarech HaMoed. If it's the Tzarech HaMoed, so then why should a weekday be good enough? How could the Gemara be explaining it this way? V'tfilin lav Tzarech HaMoed klal ninhu. Ella, says the Hagos HaShri, the word chol in the Gemara must mean Chol HaMoed. Not if you could use it on Chol weekday, you could send it on Yantif. It means if you could send it on Chol, if you could use it on Chol HaMoed, that's good enough to send it on Yantif. That's what the Gaz Hashvi says, what the Gemara must mean. Elachim Yerusha, kol sheni osen mimenu b'chol d'haynu chalamoeid. Va'asal asuyei tefillin sheni osen b'chalamoeid. U'letzorach hamoeid, diktani, letzorach halosh hamoeid. Letzorach hamoeid, chalamoeid is also letzorach hamoeid. U'mikan raya, shetzorach lebo shetzorach b'chalamoeid. If you have that reading of our Gemara, then our Gemara is a raya that you can, and if you can, you should wear tefillin b'chalamoeid. So the Machloket had us understand how to read our Gemara. If you look in the note of Behuda, the Tzlach here, he points out, well, if that's true, then it would be an interesting psak. You should be able to send tefillin on Yontif to your friend on the first days of Yontif, which has a Chol HaMoed following. But let's say Shavuos, there is no Chol HaMoed. What at the last day of Yontif, there is no Chol HaMoed, so then you shouldn't be able to send tefillin. And he says, I didn't see that in the poskim. But it's pointed out that it could be that there's another Girsa in our Mishnah. Right, what was the problem of the Hagos HaShri? Our Mishnah said, it has to be Lizarach HaMoeitz. What's our Gemara talking about? If you look on the side of our Gemara, there's a star here. It doesn't come up often. A member of Melech Schechter once told me this, Rav Schechter's father. He said his PhD thesis was about comparing differences in Mishnayos and Bavlis and Yerushalmis. Usually Mishnayos are the same, and just the Gemaras are different. But once in a while, you have differences between, even in the Girsa of the Mishnah, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So here, if you look on the side, the Yerushalmi has a different version of the Mishnah. The Afapi She'ein Tzorach HaMoed is the Girsa of the Yerushalmi. Our Girsa of the Mishnah is, it has to be Tzorach HaMoed. But the Yerushalmi might have a Girsa of Afapi She'ein Tzorach HaMoed. So if you have that Girsa, then the whole Agos HaShri doesn't get off the ground. The Tosfos Yontif here also points out this issue about Chol, and he says that it could be, it is Tzorach HaMoed, because if I know I could use this even after Yontif on a weekday, I still get a happiness. If somebody sends me a pair of tefillin on Yontif, even if I know I'm not going to wear it till after Yontif, I still get Simchas Yontif today. So that could be what another pshat of the Gemara. To put it together. That's the Tosfos Yontif right here. The time of Mai, Pirush HaBeis Yosef, he goes from the Beis Yosef, Yikas Simchas Yontif, Peshiluchan, Shaper HaBitzarech Yontif. Right, the Beis Yosef does not say the Pshat of Chol HaMoed, because remember the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Asr to wear on Yontif, and he's going to also say Asr to Chol HaMoed. Asr to Chol HaMoed. But that is the comment, the Hosafa of the Tosfos Yontif. Remember the Tosfos Yontif was a Talmud of the Maharal Miprague. The Maharal Miprague told him to write a commentary on Mishnayos. He told him about the porents of Mishnayos. So Tosfos Yontif said, but we already have the Bar Tanura. The Rav Bar Tanura, right, that was already out at the time, 1500s. He was a late Rishon. He wrote it, I think, in the 1400s. So the Rav Bar Tanura is like a Rashi on Mishnayos. So the Maharal says, okay, write a Tosfos on Mishnayos. Right? That's why we have the Tosfos Yontif, Rabbi Yosef Liebenheller, who, what is his job? He takes Mishnayos and compares them and contrasts them and asks Kashin like a Tosfos. So the Ra functions like Rashi on Mishnayos, the Tosfos Yontif functions like the Tosfos on Mishnayos. That's why it's named Tosfos. Good, but this is about our Gemara. So our Gemara might be Araya. According to Lagos Ashri, our Gemara is Araya. According to Tosfos and Ervin Tadivav, our Gemara says Beferish, according to their reading, that you should wait till Nachal HaMoed. Even though the Gemara only says Chol, but that's their reading. But again, it is not Beferish in the Gemara. But there could be three other possibilities in Shas. Again, reading on the surface of Shas, you don't see anything. The Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, quotes, yes, he quotes many different rayas in his view that you have to wait Tefillin HaChol HaMoed. This is in Chelek Beis of the Binyan Tzion. Simin Nun Vav. Simin Nun Vav. He quotes our Argos Ashri. And he says, L'chor yesh lehavi raya me Rashi in Sukkah daf mem vav. What is Rashi in Sukkah daf mem vav? That's the sugya, if you remember, of making one bracha on many mitzvahs. What if you have 10 mitzvahs to do? Could you make one bracha, Rabbi Yehuda holds, of al ha-mitzvos? Or do you have to say many, or should you say many different brachas? So we say many different brachas. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Mevarech al kolachas v'achas b'fnei atzma. But what is the case? The Gemara says, "Hoyu l'fana mitzvos harbe." A person has a lot of mitzvos to do. So, what are the lot of mitzvos to do? So Rashi says, "Lito lulav leishev basuka lahaniach tefillin lizate patzitzis." That's Rashi. Sukkah menvav lulav sukkah tefillin tzitzis. So says the Binyan Tzion. Well, hey, Rashi says it's a case where you're wearing tefillin and you're singing a sukkah. So when is that? So it has to be Chol HaMoed. That's the raya of the Binyan Tzion from this Rashi. V'zeh al-karchach v'chol HaMoed ayri. Ava b'chudushe kasafti, he says, but I wrote in my chidushim, right? He wrote in his Bikur Yaakov, in the Aruch Laner, it's not such a riot, because it could be there's a comma in between. He's saying many mitzvahs, and he's giving two examples. He says, Sukkah Lulav, comma, Tzitzis Tefillin. Right? So it could be that he's not talking about all at once, but it's two and two. Two and two. Or it might be according to the Man D'Amar that Shabbos and Yontif is Man Tefillin. Right, so he says, so it's not, doesn't think it's a riot. So he brings a riot, a different riot from Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. Remember the Gemara about the shofaros, the tzkius they used to blow on Erev Shabbos, to tell people not to do malacha, and, there are certain days with more tzkius. So there it talks about Erev Shabbos Betoch Sukkah is blowing, and some of the tzkius are lachlot tefillin, to tell people to take off their tefillin. So you see they're wearing tefillin, achal amoed. The Iyamrit Eimenichin, imkin batzer chad tzkiyah, v'lo havirak mem zayin tzkiyas. So that's his raya. His raya is Shabbos Lamed Hey about the tzkiyas, about telling people to stop doing malacha and stop and take off their tefillin v'chulu. That's one. Again, he tried Rashi and Sukkah Mem Vav. It didn't work. So he brings quotes Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. The Avnei Nezer has another try. He says Krisus Daf Tes. First, the Avnei Nezer says it's impossible that such a din is not mentioned in Shas. Right? There are some halachas that should be mentioned in Shas, and for some reason they're not. Right? You're supposed to say Kiddush sitting or standing on Friday night. You would think that should be in Shas somewhere. It's nowhere. It's nowhere. The Rishonim discuss it. But that should be in Shas somewhere. What to do? Making Shechianu, saying a Shechianu when a woman lights candles going into Yantif. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points this out. Why is that nowhere in Shas and nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch? Nowhere does it say that a woman is to make a Shechianu. It talks about by Kiddush. So where did, so that's what Rebecca Vendon said? Yo, she shouldn't. But he says, what can I do? Even my wife doesn't listen to me. And she says, she makes the Shechianu by Halakas Neiris. What can I do? But that's the Sugya. And that's the Minaga Ola. But the Avnei Nezer here in Chelek Beis, the second Shuva in the Avnei Nezer, he says in Os Lamed Beis, he says, how could it be that this is nowhere in Shas? Such an important Halakha. He says, "Ulai nuchal avar mitochem cholamoid bechlal maod kashalomar ki hilchas a rabasi gazu lotei mispareres mitocha Torah hanigles lanu levanenu shi ikar Torah seinu shinin alanu misinai lahoras mitocha." It's impossible, he says. Valachazu, he says, only in the Zohar. The Zohar says it's aser. So he says. He continues and he says, "Oh," he says, "it's a Gemara in Krisus on Daftes. Krisus on Daftes. What is going on in Krisus on Daftes?" About Cholamoi. So there the Gemara talks about, we know that a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Right? One of the two halachas that he's not allowed to do. A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about, what about a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav, Machlokas, we showed him what a Ger Toshav is. He at least accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. Maybe he accepted to do all the Shabbat Mitzvahs by Noach. What does a Ger Toshav have to do on Shabbos to make sure that he doesn't violate this Isser of not doing Malacha on Shabbos? So three different opinions, whether the Tanakhama says a Ger Toshav could do malacha on Shabbos, like a Jew acts on Chol HaMoed. As long as there's malacha that a Jew does on Chol HaMoed, he's considered violating. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, he has to do like what a Jew does on Yantif. And Rabbi Yossi says, v'chulu. And Rabbi Shimon says, Ger Toshav ovi kochavim ve'eved v'amo hatoshavim osin malacha v'shabbos l'asman ki yisrael b'chol. Rabbi Shimon says, a Ger Toshav has to act like a Jew on a weekday. Acting like Chol HaMoed is not good enough. So the Avnei Nezer puts together, what are all these halachas saying? It's saying about what the status is of Chol HaMoed regarding Shabbos, regarding Yantav. He said, if you look closely, again, I'm not going to read it, but he goes through it. He says it's Rav Shimon L'Shitasa, Rav Shimon Meyachai wrote the Zohar. So just like I said in the Zohar, it's also to our children of Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is like Shabbos. That's why Rav Shimon here says that a Ger Toshav can't act like Chol HaMoed, because it'll be like he's keeping Shabbos then. So he has to keep a chol. So he goes like the other opinion as well. So he quotes this Gemara here in Krisus on Daf Tes. He thinks that is the right. If you look at the end of that Shuva in Simon Beis, he says, "Rav Shimon bar Yochai l'shitaso, af chol hamoed osi b'nei b'neichem." Alkein, Sfir Lei Sefer HaZohar, the chol hamoed asher b'nei b'tzvil, shev gam kenos. Umeata, since we paskin like Rabbi Shimon by Ger Toshav, so we paskin like Rabbi Shimon by Chol HaMoed. So again, since Rabbi Shimon holds, who's also the author of the Zohar, that a Ger Toshav on Shabbos has to treat it like weekday. Even treating it like Chol HaMoed wouldn't be good enough. Why? Because Chol HaMoed is also an os. That would also be a violation. So you see Chol HaMoed is an os, and that's why it's usher to wear tefillin. Oh. one more, but the Soloveitchiks, I don't know where it started, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik earlier or later, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav's father said, no, it's a Beferish Gemara in Erechin. In Erechin and Daf Yud. Why, what does the Gemara in Erechin say? The Gemara there talks about Hallel. When are you supposed to say Hallel? What are the requirements for Hallel? So the Gemara says that 18 days a year that you say full Hallel. Says the Gemara, why don't you say Hallel on every day of Pesach? Because it doesn't have a separate carbon. Requirement number one. It has to have a separate carbon. Why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Not called a Moed. Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Because it wasn't Ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. It wasn't sanctified with an Isser malacha. So three requirements for Hallel. You have to have Ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. It has to have a separate carbon. And it has to be called a Moed. Asks the Rav Soloveitchik, so what about the Cholamoid Pesach? Cholamoid Sukkos. Cholamoid Sukkos, we do say full Hallel. We do say full Hallel. So why is that? There's no way, it wasn't Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It wasn't Ikdish, so it's called a Moed, fine. It has a separate carbon, fine. That's why it's different than Pesach. Pesach Cholamoid doesn't have a separate carbon. But Sukkos Cholamoid has a separate carbon, but it's Cholamoid. So says Rav Soloveitchik, it must be that inherently Chol HaMoed is Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It is Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It's just, this is kind of what like Tosfos said before. But it has a Terim of Davar HaAvid. But it's Ikdish. It is sanctified inherently Basiyas. That's why, how else you read the Gemara? You need three requirements. Chol HaMoed Pesach does not fit because it doesn't have a separate carbon. Chol HaMoed Sukkos does fit. But what do you mean? There's no Isser Malacha in Chol HaMoed. Ah, yes, there is. It's inherently sanctified Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. But there are heterim. So you see from there, where Moshe Soloveitchik said that it has full kedusha with heterim. And the Rav said, he even asked his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, and said, it's not even a suffix. You know, briskers are into bechumras about just covering their bases. It's not even a suffix that maybe you should just wear tefillin a little bit in spitzin on Chol HaMoed. He said, it's not even a suffix. This Gemara is a raya mefureshes. It's a mefarish raya that Chol HaMoed is an os, and therefore there is no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Lamaisa, after the dust settles, we know that the Machlokas, Machaber, and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Shulchan Aruch says, there's also to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Ramah says, no, chayev tefillin. Right? The Machlokas we showed him. We saw that Tosfos in Erevin, Machlokas difference in the Minog. And the Ramah quotes, our Minog is to wear them on Chol HaMoed and make a bracha, but don't make a bracha. Ein mevarchem aleihem, but call Ram out loud. Make a bracha quietly. That's what the Ramah says. Ask the Taz, how does that help? What do you make a bracha quietly? Either make a bracha or don't make a bracha. What do you make it quietly? What does that mean? So that's what the Taz says, better not to make the bracha. Don't make the bracha. So machlokas, do the mitzvah, don't make the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that it seems to be a pshara. It seems to be a pshara that many say that you should make the bracha like the Ramah, but have in mind Tanai. Have in mind tonight. If I'm mechuyev, I'm wearing it l'shem mitzvah. If I'm not mechuyev, I'm not wearing it l'shem mitzvah, so I don't violate bal tosef. So different minhagim, and obviously we know that minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not to wear. Minhag of chutz la'aretz is many do have to wear. Minhag of chasidim of chutz la'aretz is not to wear. One should follow their minhag of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But again, it all starts here with the Rishonim that discuss it. Okay, we'll stop here.